Well, counsel, lords.
For Edward now doth not remain to London, and many giddy people flock to him.
Let there be men and beat him back again.
A little fire is quickly trodden out, which being suffered, rivers cannot quench.
In Warwickshire I have true-hearted friends. Those will I muster up. And thou, son Clarence, shall stir in Suffolk, Norfolk, and in Kent the knights and gentlemen to come with thee. Now, brother Montague, in Buckingham, Northampton, and in Leicestershire shall find men well inclined to hear what thou commandest. And thou, brave Oxford, wondrous well-beloved in Oxfordshire, shall muster up thy friends.
My sovereign, with the loving citizens, like to his island girting with the ocean, or modest Diane circled with her nymphs, shall rest in London till we come to him.
Fair lords, take leave and stand not to reply. Farewell, my sovereign.
Farewell, my Hector, and my Troy's true hope.
In sign of truth, I kiss your highness' hand.
Well-minded Clarence, be thou fortunate.
Comfort, my lord. And so I take my leave, and thus I seal my truth, and bid adieu.
Sweet Oxford, and my loving Montague. And all at once. Once more, a happy farewell.
Farewell, sweet lords. Let me just come and pray.
Here at the palace will I rest a while. Cousin of Exeter, what thinks your lordship? Methinks the power that Edward hath in field should not be able to encounter mine.
The doubt is that he will seduce the rest.
That's not my fear. My mead hath got me fame. I have not stopped mine ears to their demands, nor posted up their suits with slow delays. My pity hath been balm to heal their wounds. My mildness hath allayed their swelling griefs. My mercy dried their water-flowing tears. I have not been desirous of their wealth, nor much oppressed them with great subsidies, nor forward of revenge, though they much erred. And why should they love Edward more than me? No, Exeter, these graces challenge grace, and when the lion fawns upon the lamb will never cease to follow him.
Aylor! 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 Aylor!
Aylor!
And once again proclaim us King of England.
You are the fount that makes small brooks to flow. Now stops thy spring, my sea shall suck them dry, and swell so much the higher by their ebb. Hence with him to the tower. Let him not speak.
And lords, towards Coventry then we are course, where peremptory Warwick now remains. The sun shines hot, and if we use delay, cold biting winter mars our hope for hay.